Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Okay, so today is June 14th while we're recording this, except you're listening to it on June 20th because you downloaded it immediately as soon as we put it out. The year is 2022.
Because you're a good little listener.
And gang, there's just a paltry few weeks until GeeklyCon for friggin' sakes.
I cannot believe. It is so soon.
I'm so pumped. I cannot wait.
I can't. It's very exciting. Very exciting times. We got so many things to do. GeeklyCon.com. Come join us in Rochester, New York. It's going to be the best.
It's really going to be a great weekend. Everyone's going to have smiles on their face like they took the Joker serum.
But like in a good way.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Sure, definitely.
That was my impression of a bad Joker laugh. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. I'm so cringed out right now. I want to rip off my skin.
Nika, do it again.
That was a pretty good Joker laugh.
I mean, the Joker, he's wild, so who knows?
I'm the Riddler. Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
You are the Squirrel Man.
Oh my God, dude, what did you do? Look at these pictures. Pictures that I've hastily drawn of him tearing apart his own wagon.
You're kidding me. Your relief will be there the day after tomorrow if Decacog still breathes. Well, I'll see you soon. A series of Labrador-sized ants. And they're just kind of walking by, and they've got little bronzish silvery bits on their back and on their head. It is the exact color of the Theonite. All right, so you're going to keep going.
Have to.
Yeah.
Like a little bit, right? Gotta poke a little.
Yeah.
Bursting into the scene is a small figure riding one of these ants.
Who the fuck are you?
My name's Lucy. You see this little, you think probably halfling. I'm part of the magic resistance.
Some of my more senior add-up colleagues are going to be in Rhymeford very soon.
Wait, what?
I was supposed to kill Decacog. Okay, I was.
What if we just fight against the OT, and then if there's no OT, and if everyone can have magic, then we don't have to hide.
We're not powerful enough.
I'm just saying that maybe we could help each other.
Sure.
Do you want the headline?
Yeah.
Decacog escapes OT in magic-filled battle.
Are they sabotaging the mines?
Okay, there's been maybe some light, like a light sabotage.
Oh.
What if when they come... there's an army of giant ants.
So yeah, the carriage is slowing down. They do appear to be stopping.
Hell yeah, they are.
And one of the doors opens up. A huge sinkhole starts to form under the carriage. It starts to sink under the ground, and the other, you know, there's a couple more people in the carriage, and they're sort of spilling out, trying to get out of it. And you see these giant praying mantis type creatures. So what's the plan? We're taking down the bugs?
Yeah, but you stay back because I don't want to explain your whole deal.
All right, and then we engage in battle. Carriage, the 2OT, ants come out of ground, but also big, scary, awful praying mantis guys and big beetle boys burst out of the ground, and the whole carriage starts rolling backwards into it. The harnesses snap, and the two horses run free, and the carriage rolls backwards, and you can hear it crashing down below in some sort of pit.
But the creatures are coming out of the pit? Are they starting to go other places?
One big, nasty praying mantis is coming towards you. as well as two dragonflies.
Are these regular sized dragonflies?
They're actually pretty big.
Oh.
Fuck.
So are we rushing out of the forest? The tree cover?
If you want to be hidden, I guess roll stealth.
I kind of do, actually.
Sure.
I do want to be hidden if I can. I'm very weak.
I want to roll a dice.
Roll stealth.
I got a nat 20. 24. I'm so hidden.
What the fuck?
That's very good.
15.
It's 13.
I got a 10.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It's like screams. Like high pitch streak. Alerting the creatures to her presence.
So basically you have a moment here to do something if you would like to.
Okay.
The carriage rolls backwards in, and then there's these, you know, there's a bunch of ants milling around, but they don't seem hostile. But yeah, this praying mantis and dragonflies do seem quite hostile.
And there's two OT members fighting them back.
They are in the carriage, and they roll backwards into the pit.
I thought some of them got out. Or are they just standing on it?
Well, there was Dale, who got ripped in half. And then there was Gale. I think Gale also got annihilated in some way.
Mm-hmm. She has to. They can't live without each other.
They're like those lovers that, like, one dies and the next dies the next day. Mm. You have a broken heart.
Ben folds, yes.
Oh.
All right, so you're saying there's no other humanoids here?
There's no other humanoids in visual range at the moment.
Why aren't the ants doing their jobs?
Slackers.
The ants have always been meek and kind of
they're
dumb.
Chilling. It's
right,
the...
but I thought the whole we were supposed to get what's her name?
Lucy.
Tony.
Their name is Lucy.
I thought Lucy was supposed to make them fight, or was that never discussed?
Well, I think we told Lucy she would make them fight, and she's like, no, they don't really like. Live like, or they don't really work like that. And we were like, no, 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 you can make them fight.
So I didn't listen, and I'm the asshole.
Yeah, because the ants didn't attack us when we were in the cave.
Okay.
Yeah, they were chill. It's the mantises and the dragonflies who are aggro.
Yeah. So, Michael, are we going in initiative order?
Yeah, if you would like to.
Hell yeah, let's do that.
All righty.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, 2 dragonflies, 1 mantis?
Yep.
Money. Probably try and stab a dragonfly. Are they low enough to the ground? Can I stab it?
Yeah, if you want to get out there, you could run up to it.
Okay. No difficult terrain or anything here. It's just
Would you like there to be difficult terrain?
No, Michael. Well, I rolled a natural 1.
But you can add a d4.
Could have been worse.
What does that do?
Isn't there advantage Does it not matter when you roll one?
Oh, Michael, if he's stealth and attacking this thing.
Yeah, I am stealth.
Oh, you've got advantage then, right?
Yeah. let's try 10 to hit a dragonfly.
Did you roll your d4?
No, Michael, wait, Michael.
Ooh, that might actually get you there. You took your finger off.
13. What are you going to do with that finger?
Yeah, Michael.
What?
Get finger blasted.
What?
Try new finger blasted goldfish.
Finger bang bang you into my life.
That's not usually the order those things happen.
Okay. Let's find out what this thing's armor class is. Yeah, you missed it.
Fuck you, Michael.
Suck.
But I got two weapons, Michael.
Okay, well, try not to miss.
Is that a persistent D4 or a one-time D4?
You can only use my D4 once per turn.
What do you think about a 20, Michael?
That will hit.
Since I missed the first attack, it's probably not considered a sneak attack anymore?
No, it is. Yeah, because you're a swashbuckler, right?
Yeah.
So you get to sneak attack pretty much whenever. And you attacked with advantage. Wait, that's a good point. But you still get it because you're a swashbuckler.
Yeah. Swashbuckler makes everything good.
Yeah. You pretty much always get sneak attack.
I'm willing to believe anything, so...
Okay.
So I'm certainly not going to check.
On melee attacks, not... ranged.
13 damage.
Ow! Ooh. Is that Dragonfly 1 or 2? This is important.
I literally have no way of knowing.
The one that looks more hurt, like, emotionally.
Yeah.
They're both fine.
Emotionally?
You can't tell them apart.
They can't walk as well. Which one do you attack? You have no idea which one's which.
You can't tell them apart. Which one? Fucking pick.
We gotta start using a battle map so we can actually figure out if we want to attack Dragonfly 1 or 2.
That sounds really hard.
And then I want to use my bonus action to hide.
Okay. You never answer my question.
2, Michael.
Thank you.
God!
You sure you don't want to do 1?
I'm not, but I've already taken my finger off the piece.
All right.
25 for that stealth roll. All
right, cool, man. Great job. I think Chuck and Rourke rolled the same, technically. So you both rolled 22s. So 20 of you motherfuckers want to go first.
What do you think?
Age before beauty.
That's me. I'm both, actually. I'm both, actually. And I push you, and then I run out there.
That feels extremely like a dad/Chuck move.
Yeah.
I want to run up to the slip of the hole, Michael. I want to get. Okay. I want to go to a hole and look down into the hole.
Okay. You see there's a big beetle down there, and it is fighting with the two OT members.
How far down into a hole, like if I did a jump?
It's like about 30 feet.
Yikes!
Hard.
Yeah, it'll take a few D6s.
I call down, we'll as soon as we take care of the bugs up here, we'll try to help you. Do they say anything back?
They go, ah! Yes, help us!
Okay, and then I'm gonna throw a light hammer at the big beetle.
Oh, shit.
Big beetle borg.
Big beetle
big
borg.
Big bad.
I should probably roll. Does a 17 hit the beetle borg?
It does.
Hell yes! That's 6 bludgeoning damage as I whip out a little hammer that I have in my belt. Go,
nice. It does a crunch, and its shell noticeably cracks, and the small OT member turns and gives you a thumbs up.
I'll do what I can. I love the OT.
It's good.
And then I want to, you know, not that it matters, but I want to turn around and bring my shield up.
Okay.
It's just RP.
You're up.
I would like to pull my rapier out and then go and attack a dragonfly.
Okay, there's one hurt one and one not hurt one.
Don't tell her which one. 1 or 2.
1 or 2.
2. Is that the hurt one?
That's what I would do.
Okay.
We're power gamers. Power bottoms, power gamers. Power everything here. Power RPG.
Generate incredible force.
Shit. Okay, that was pretty good. I got an 18.
That hits.
Did you get your D4? Not that it matters.
I did not even have to use it. I was just going to say.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you should keep it. What if?
Okay. What am I looking for? A D8. Well, shit, that was like very low damage. I have 4 damage.
Yeah, that's not that much. It looks fine.
Wow.
Kind of like smirks at you. It's a dragonfly, but...
I think that that's... Is it a dragonfly or a damselfly?
What?
We can't talk about bugs anymore.
What?
I love bugs.
Not all bugs. Some bugs.
Okay, cool. So then we're going to move on to Celine.
Wow. So I have a quick question about understanding my twinned spell.
Yeah.
Can I do Maximilian's Earth and Grass and twin it? Because it says, as long as the spell of the level being cast is incapable of targeting more than one creature, and Maximilian's Earth and Grass targets a 5, like a square.
Oh, God.
The way that the Maximilian's Earth and Grass works is that the hand sprouts from the ground in an unoccupied space and then grabs the person right next to
it. I think technically you can't do this, but Michael is God.
I mean, it only targets, you can only grab one person, though.
Yeah, but you're technically not targeting a creature with it. You're selecting a square. You're like summoning something.
I'll leave it up to Michael. Because then it'll be okay with me, because then I won't use my sorcery points if I, you know, it doesn't count. And I can use it for something else.
This is so much pressure.
I know. Okay, I'm going to look it up. Some people are saying no.
I think rules as written and rules as intended say no. But
I don't understand why, because it is only going to target one person.
Because it's supposed to be like, instead of shooting one laser beam, you shoot two.
Right, and I'm just making two hands come out of the
ground. Right, but you're able to keep the hands forever because they're concentration.
The concentration makes a big difference.
Yeah, I'm just going to not, you know what? I'm just going to not twin it.
What you can do is quicken it and then shoot them. Or quicken it, actually, and crush them twice.
That's a great point. That's what I'm going to do. And quicken, I cost one. Wait, is that true? Sorry.
Well...
No, it costs 2. Okay, yeah, alright, yeah.
Twin was cost 2 as well.
Okay, so sorry, remind me again, is it 2 dragonflies and
there's
one?
2 dragonflies, dragonfly 1.
And dragonfly 2.
And then there's a praying mantis of some considerable height.
Oh, the praying mantis is really tall?
Yeah, it's like big.
Okay.
It's like big. It's like a hippo. It's like a friggin' giraffe.
Wait, okay, is it like a hippo or like a giraffe?
Well, Nika, I thought a giraffe had like a longer neck, and like I feel like praying mantises are long and lanky. And I was like, a hippo, that's the mass I wanted, but
okay,
just, they're nothing like it. It's nothing.
Well, then I would like.
We gotta start this episode over. I'm losing it.
Bachman targeted the dragonfly 2, correct?
Yes.
So I'm going to cast Maximilian's Earth and Grass on the praying mantis.
Okay.
What happens then is that he needs to make strength saving throw.
Okay. That's 20.
Oh, that's
you
a lot.
Little fuck.
That's a lot. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Okay, well, on a failed save. Does nothing happen? So then it says, as an action, you can cause the hand to crush the restrained target.
So since you didn't restrain them, what you can do is try to crush the other dragonfly.
Okay.
Because you cast this as a bonus action.
Right.
By quickening it.
Okay.
So now you can use an action to have the hand crush to, as an action, you cause the hand to reach
there.
A different
the
creature.
Hand is there. It just doesn't grasp it. So now I can use the action. But also it says it takes 2d6 bludgeoning damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
Yeah, so it takes half damage.
That's only on the action thing.
Yeah, that's why it's like confusing the way it's written. Yeah.
So yeah, it's one of those spells that you do. You summon a thing, and it does something on its turn.
Right.
But also lets you do things going forward.
Right.
Which is more.
So really, what I should. So I miss on the praying mantis, but the hand can pivot to try to.
Yeah. If there's anything else within 5 feet of it, then
are they within 5 feet of each other?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then I'm gonna try to get that one then.
Okay. Do it.
So a hand comes up, tries to grab
strength
it.
Strength saving throw.
Shrugs. It's like, how about you?
Oh, strength saving throw?
Yeah.
for the dragonfly?
Yeah.
Dragonfly one.
Dragonfly one.
Jesus.
Did you roll good again, Michael?
Yeah, I got another 20.
Oh my god.
Michael!
I hate this!
That's okay though, Jennifer. You still have a hand out there. You've given us a hand.
I hate this. And now I can't even do. Oh well, I guess I can. Okay, I can still do my telekinetic shove, and I'm gonna try to shove the praying mantis, because fuck it.
Oh.
It's a strength saving throw again. I need to get my strength saving. It needs to be up higher.
Yeah, you need to get your chaw up.
You gotta get my chaw up so much higher.
I'm on fucking fire.
Michael, why are you doing this to me?
I crit, so he has a 24.
Michael!
You're just making Selene eat shit in front of the OT.
Well, they can't see you because they're in a hole.
They can't see you.
Thank God. This is very embarrassing for
good me. Job, Selene. You did a really good job. No, I'm saying because I'm near the hole.
Yeah, I'm doing a great job. I guess I do nothing. A round of nothing.
Hey, you've summoned hand. We love hand.
Yeah, that hand is there now.
Just grasping at nothing. Mm-hmm. My impotent hand out in the field.
Your limp hand.
It is.
Your flaccid hand.
It's so flaccid.
It's all clammy.
All right. Well, shit. A dragonfly comes flying at. Let's see. Who hit a dragonfly?
I've never seen a dragonfly.
Well, they can't see me.
That's... Well, no, you're visible now. Oh, no, you did hide, didn't you?
Yeah!
Did you roll, though?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
20.
Did you really?
Like, not nat 20.
All right.
You wouldn't say that to the Music Man.
Fucking fine.
I was in the Music Man, but I was a different person.
Dragonfly coming to Rourke. Coming in hot. And it's gonna get you.
It's gonna get you. Even I hope you stop rolling good.
Yeah, me too. Because
Michael needs worse dice. How do we sabotage his dice?
For real.
I could do it.
Curse, curse, curse.
That's a 23 to hit Rourke.
Stop it.
We're gonna be so embarrassed in front of the OT.
Rourke cannot die. So come at me, big dragonfly bro.
You take 6 piercing damage as it chomps on you with his little bitey teeth.
I love to be chomped.
Dragonflies don't have mouths either, Michael.
This one actually, these ones do.
I'm joking.
They have human mouths.
Ew!
Oh, magic. We love it, don't we, folks?
How many teeth do they have?
The normal amount.
Okay. Wait, the normal dragonfly amount or the normal
no,
human
normal
amount?
No, human amount. Actually, they have double the normal. So the other dragonfly comes in hot. I broke the streak. I rolled a 1.
Ah.
So sorry, Selene. You don't get bit by a dragonfly.
Good.
The mantis does come for Chuck though.
What's up? Come at me, you little weenie.
And it swings both of its mandibles at not mandibles. It's hooks.
Legs.
Hands. Wow. I felt so good for so long. It was like...
You're nothing to me.
Is 9 hit?
No, Michael. I get my shield up and I push it back.
It is a 16 hit.
No, Michael.
All right, it misses twice.
It's pushed off guard by me pushing back with my shield.
Wow.
Did the one that attacked Selene move, Michael? The dragonfly?
Huh? What?
Then that means Screech gets an attack of opportunity.
Right. What? He's right next to it and hidden?
I mean, like, there's no rule.
There's got to be a rule that says you can't hide when you're in melee. Haven't we talked about this? I feel like we've talked about this.
You know what? We're already running long. We really don't have time to look it up.
You can hide in plain sight if you're a ranger druid, right?
Oh, wait. So I don't think we've ever read it, but when you take the hide action... Let's see what it is. I think he just gets advantage on his next attack.
I thought it was a stealth thing.
Oh, so they have disadvantage on their attack roll, and you have advantage. So like it's I think it's less like I'm behind a tree now, and more in the heat of battle, Screech just finds the way to not be the focus.
He like circles around to the back of
exactly,
them,
exactly.
Kind of shit.
I'm constantly standing directly behind and just moving with yeah. them as he turns.
Yeah, but no, I totally agree with you. It's one of those things like, how would this even work? But Bachman, you also get to do sneak attack every turn.
Oh, I know that.
I didn't know that. We found it. We were talking about it in Discord the other day. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'm going to do that to the same dragonfly.
All right, fine.
Dragonfly is going to eat shit.
Which dragonfly?
Two, Michael. Wait, do I get it? I don't get to do sneak attack on an opportunity attack, do I?
You do. Oh. Yeah, that's what I found out yesterday, and I'm like, holy shit.
That's very good. I think that's very good. 15 to hit, Michael.
Unfortunately, that misses.
Roll a d4.
No.
This is once per turn, this is a new turn.
No.
No.
19, Michael.
What's up, daddy?
Actually, it's technically the same turn. Because it's the dragonfly.
No, it's the same round.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
I never thought about that before.
Damn it.
Until, again, like 2 days ago when I found out rogues can do this.
Shit.
19, daddy!
Shit. That also misses?
Mm-mm.
That hits.
Well, I mean, he's grown as a dragonfly, really learned some things.
I said it hits.
Okay.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that turn versus round terminology really fucked me up. And I'm like, what else have I never known about this game I've been playing for a decade?
14 damage.
Fuck, that's a lot.
What does it look like when you kill it?
I am doing that thing where I'm just like constantly standing behind him as he like flies around, you know, making sure that I'm always out of the line of sight and just chopping off little bits. He can't see.
I imagine you're doing it like you're like the hibachi chef, like just chopping up things and just flying everywhere.
Every once in a while I call out to one of you and like toss a piece in your mouth.
Yeah, right in our mouth.
Well, is this a dragonfly? Wait, what the fuck, dude?
This is so crunchy.
Ugh, it's pretty good though.
This is a theanite infused dragonfly.
Oh, yeah. I get 8d8 theanite damage.
No.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Screech, it's your turn, actually.
Has anybody fought this mantis yet?
I tried and I didn't succeed.
It is uninjured.
This mantis is praying no one notices it.
No, go to jail.
I'll get it.
I attack.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, there it is. 15 to hit the mantis?
D4.
I haven't rolled a D4, though.
It is a new turn.
Yeah.
And you can decide after?
It doesn't say, but I don't think you can. Typically, that's not how it works.
That's why I haven't been saying anything, and I've just been shaking, because I was hoping nobody was going to mention that, but...
You might be able to. I don't really know.
16, motherfucker.
Oh, it hits.
All right.
I think some features do explicitly let you to do it afterwards. I have no idea.
Some do call it out.
Yeah, but... most of them call out that you... Like, this one doesn't call it out, so therefore I think you could do it whenever, but, like, also, the rules of one feature of D&D 5th edition have nothing to do with anything else. So even though a lot of these features are, like, we'll spell it out just because something doesn't,
yeah,
has nothing to do with it, which I found out the hard way.
I just feel like it feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, this is your, like, not, it's not, like, a cheat, but it's your, like, this is your do-over. I like the idea of you getting a do-over.
Well, for most classes, it doesn't really matter, but Bachman's going to end up, he's going to do a bonus attack, so it's not a huge deal, but, you know.
18.
Damage?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
And I got another attack in the chamber.
Wow.
Nice job, Screech. I mean, nice job.
Who's that?
Drop air.
It's important to remember that you don't have pants on.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have pants on.
All right, yeah, that was important.
24, I mean, to hit on this one.
24 to hit?
I rolled an 18. I got plus 6.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus goodness. Christ.
This fucking guy.
And that is 8 damage.
So just, like, you know, paint us a picture. It's not dead or anything. Don't get the wrong idea.
Yeah, because this is actually nothing has happened since it killed the dragonfly, right? Like, this is immediately...
Right.
So yeah, it killed the dragonfly and then immediately turn around with, like, just covered in dragonfly blood. And I see the praying mantis. I want to kind of, like, shimmy up his up the back of him, kind of like a telephone pole, and then just, like, you reach around with my claws and just start start going inward.
Hell yeah.
You're reaching around and going in.
Given that a full-on reach around while
Michael's finally like, yes, yes, they're jacking off my insect.
What I've always wanted.
Wait, show over. Thank you, everyone.
This is our last episode ever. It's been wonderful.
Took us almost 10 years, but we got there.
I have to assume we sucked off a bug in the past.
Oh my god, yeah.
Something.
Sounds like a thing we would do.
Are there insect ancestries?
Oh. What?
Like, can I play an insect person?
I don't. Thrykeen is coming out, and yeah, the fucking Spelljammer has the Thrykeen, or whatever they're called.
Can I be a moth person in our next game?
No! Michael, no, I veto this. Please.
Michael, please.
They won't have a mouth.
Michael,
they won't have
please.
A mouth.
I have a mouth. I'm half moth.
Some moths do.
You all have a. You can, but you won't have a mouth. Okay, so Screech, are you done? Is that your turn?
Use the hide action.
Can you? Did you already?
No, he can't.
Why can't I?
Didn't we just talk about this?
Because you used. You attacked twice.
Because your bonus attack. Unless you have a feature.
Oh, that's right. I didn't realize that used a bonus. So I couldn't have done it last time either.
There's so many rules. God damn. If you keep throwing things at the DM and they're nice, they're like, sure, okay. Like, you dumb fuck. I did two bonus actions this turn.
DM can't possibly keep track of all the rules.
That's true. But who are you cheating? Are you cheating me or are you cheating yourself?
Oh, that's so true. Like, we're cheating the audience, Michael.
I don't care about them.
I don't feel like I'm cheating anybody. I'm stronger than God.
All right, Chuck.
Okay, I would... How hurt does this thing look, brother?
Mantis? It looks okay.
Instead of attacking it, I'm going to try to suplex it into the hole. So we're going to do a strength off, Michael Dudemaro.
Whoa, holy shit.
Holy
All right.
Fuck.
I don't think you can do that. Or not, I don't, what I was going to say is I don't think we've done that. Have we? Is this the first one?
Suplex?
A strength off?
I do it. I do it every now and again.
Oh, okay.
I did it all the time when, at last campaign actually. Shit! With Pit Fiend Toby. So, Michael, that is an 11.
I got a 21.
You rascal. I hate you.
Sorry. He suplexed you into the hole.
No!
No, don't.
It's like one of those reverses.
Yeah, that's a real wrestling move.
That's what they do in wrestling. I remember.
That is my turn. I kind of like shimmy around it and get behind it without ever losing its... without moving away from its reach and try to push it. Doesn't move, and I kind of shrug at its big, big bug mouth and go...
And it looks at you and goes... That's the noise it makes.
Since it's screaming in my face, I'm using my fey gift in order to distract it. So you next person that attacks it gets... advantage because I'm taking the help action, and on top of that, I can't. This is the first time I'm using it. You get 1d6 plus 2 temporary hit points. Well, the next person that attacks it does.
That person is gonna be Roar.
And me.
Yeah. Unless you attack the dragonfly.
Nope.
But I'm doing it to the mantis. Okay, so you get 4 temporary hit points.
Yes. Okay, I love that. I do not love that I did roll a 3 to attack it. So that's a 7 total. How does that feel? Does it tingle? Is it itch?
Use your d4.
Oh.
Because maybe it has an 11 AC. Who's to say?
No.
It doesn't, Michael?
Are you sure?
Michael, are you sure?
Are you positive? What about this time? Could I roll a d8 instead of a d4?
I think so, yeah.
I won't use it next round. I'll just use it twice this round, and then I won't use it. Okay.
Mika, you gave me Bardic Inspiration, right?
I did.
And that's a D6?
Yeah.
Okay, I would have still failed, but good to know going forward.
Fuck. Okay, well, I guess that's my turn.
Wow, Michael. You let Bachman and Jennifer cheat and do 36 actions, but us over here, we just miss.
I didn't do anything. I just got a hand out there that's just grasping at nothing.
Right.
Gimme, gimme.
It just keeps like grazing it and kind of making it awkward.
It's very limp-wristed.
Celine, you're up.
Okay, I want to try to grasp the other dragonfly now.
Dragonfly one.
Classic.
The remaining dragonfly. Strength saving throw.
Stronger than you look, believe it or not.
Oh, wait, I have advantage.
Yes, you have advantage.
I'm so dumb. I'm so sorry. I get to roll that again.
Oh,
fuck. I threw my dice across the floor.
I'm so mad.
Okay, I rolled a 16 plus 4. That's a 20. Does that hit, Michael?
I mean, we had moved on.
I haven't done anything yet.
Yes, that hits.
Okay.
You throw us a bone, Michael.
Okay, 8 damage to the praying mantis. Thank you to Beater420 in the chat for reminding me.
All right, you do a stab on its butt.
Yeah, take that. I poke it in the hiney.
All right, Celine.
Okay, my dirt hand grasps out towards Dragonfly 1, and it must make a strength.
Right. Oh, and it has to make a strength save. Right. All right, let's see. Am I going to do a good roll or a bad roll? It's either one or the other.
Do a bad one.
That was bad.
I did a medium roll.
A medium roll?
Yeah, that's a 12.
It doesn't succeed. It had to get 13.
Fuck.
So now it needs to take 2d6 bludgeoning damage.
I don't want it to.
And it's restrained.
Yeah. We're giving it a hug.
That's 8 bludgeoning damage.
All right, fine.
Grasped.
What does it look like, Michael? What does it look like right now?
It looks like it's grasped by a dark hand.
Yeah, I imagine that the hand, grasped its tail. So it's like trying to buzz away, but it can't because the hand's got its tail grasped.
Damn.
And then also, can I try to telekinetic shove the praying mantis just because?
Isn't it held though?
No, the praying mantis.
The other one.
Oh, the praying mantis.
Yeah.
I don't know what bugs are. Yeah, you can totally do it.
Yeah, it's got to do a string saving throw also.
All right. Yeah, fine. That's 23.
Oh.
23.
Oh.
Okay, well, nothing happens then. I got really excited. I was thinking about the direction I was going to push it.
I was rooting for you, but...
Hey, I mean, listen. I grasped the dragonfly. What else can I ask for?
Yeah, what else can you ask for? Who is in melee with the dragonfly?
No one.
No one?
Michael's so sad.
No one?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm far back.
I think we would have remembered, Michael, if anybody was within melee range.
Unless they're super close, in which case, all of us are, except for Celine.
No, I'm back.
Because me
I'm in the bushes.
Me, Screech, and Rourke are by the praying mantis by the hole.
Yeah, it's pretty close to you guys, but I think it's probably just right out of range.
It's 5.5 feet away, yeah.
So on its turn, does it get another strength saving throw, or how's that work?
For my thing?
Yeah, to get unrestrained.
So, okay, so to break out, the restrained target can use its action to make a strength check against my spell save DC, and on a success, it escapes. But it needs to do it as an action.
It's going to do that. And it's going to fail.
Yay!
It's restrained!
But the mantis is going to turn... on Screech.
Michael, I think I specifically said that I climbed up its back, so I would turn with it.
It doesn't... I wish we were in some sort of game that would allow that, but unfortunately, the rules as written... So Mantis is going to do 2 feet on Chuck.
You said Screech.
No, on Screech. Screech, screech, screech.
I was like, did it work?
So that's a... Oh, boy. That's a 13? Does a 13 hit your armor
class? It doesn't.
Nice.
Oh, my God. What about 25?
Jesus Christ.
It might.
Jeez.
Let me get a calculator. Yeah, it does.
Oh, this thing's got a 10-foot reach. Damn.
It doesn't need it. I'm close.
11 piercing damage.
Oh my god, thank god.
Get fucked.
I was beginning to think this is going to be a complete shutout.
Jerk. Screecher up. Jerk.
Pierce me, will you? I'm going to pierce you back. That's an 18 to hit.
You hit him. You got him.
Oh my god. 17 damage.
Damn.
Through the chest.
Fuck.
Sick.
Hell. Jesus.
Dude, rogues are so crazy.
Fuck. Fuck. It's not dead, though. You didn't kill it.
It's not dead, though. Well, what about this attack? I miss it and fall flat on my ass.
What'd you roll? Did you add a d4?
No, I rolled a 1.
Ew, gross. You fall in the hole. You die.
R.I.P.
You're dead. Chuck.
I'm going to attack it with my mace this time.
The mantis?
The mantis, yes. That is a 17.
Yeah, that hits.
7 damage as I crunch it on his damn head.
Ouch.
Bonk.
I bonk it.
He is tall. You have to jump.
Wow. Ooh, that's like makes it even cooler.
When I land, I pull my pants up because I did jump, so my dad ass came out a little bit.
All right, well, it's still kicking.
You B-word. Gotta go.
I know.
All right, I'm done.
Rark.
Okay.
Rark.
Going to attack it.
The what? What are you going to attack?
The praying mantis. Fuck, nothing because I rolled a 7.
No!
That doesn't hit.
And then you have a d4. You might get up there.
Yeah, that could get to 11, which would miss.
Would a 14 hit?
No.
Okay, I was like, 14 is the max I can get. I'm sorry.
That's it? That's all you... Why don't you cast a spell in front of people?
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Where do you if you have a bonus action spell.
I don't.
The good OT members can't see you.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do it.
They're fighting a beetle, so they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You might want to think about holding a dagger in your left hand as well, just like Screech does.
Wait, can I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I guess I have an unarmed strike. But no, I can only attack once.
Right, but as a bonus action, you can do 2 weapon fighting.
Oh, I have that. I'm dumb.
I don't think unarmed strike counts as a light weapon.
No, I'm dumb. I just haven't equipped a dagger.
Do you have one on your person?
Let me see.
You should.
Digs it out.
It's the old times.
From her purse.
I do. I do have a dagger. Wow. Okay. Can I try to hit it with my dagger then?
Yes.
God damn it, I rolled that fucking 7 again.
Well,
are you trying to fail, guys? Come on.
Yeah. I just don't want to do anything. I thrive on...
Come on.
Not making it to the finish line.
Come on. That's not true. Celine, you're up.
Okay, well, So I still have the dragonfly grasped, right?
You sure shit do.
We're going to crush it again.
Crush that dragonfly.
2d6 bludgeoning. I assume I just do it, right? Like,
it's a weird sentence.
Yeah.
As an action, you can cause the hand to crush the restrained target who must... Oh, yeah, that's you have to make a strength saving throw again.
Okay. Oh, and then it makes a strength saving to get out. Okay, so make a strength saving throw.
Would a 5 get out?
It does not. That is 8 bludgeoning damage.
All right, so describe crushing the dragonfly to death.
Yes! Okay, so the hand was holding onto the tail of the dragonfly, and what happened was when it squeezed it, it did the cartoonish thing of, like, instead of just, like, crushing the tail, it, like, squeezes it, and the head explodes.
Its human mouth screams out its guts.
Yeah, yeah. Its head explodes. It pops green goo everywhere. It's pretty gnarly.
Yuck.
And then I would like to try to telekinetic shove the praying mantis again. Thank you.
Okay.
String saving throw.
That's a 15.
Ugh, it doesn't do anything. I gotta try, though. Sometimes it works.
The mantis, it's going to throw one arm at Chuck.
Let's go.
Oh, shit. That is a natural, purely unadulterated natural 20.
What the?
Oh! You butthole.
Michael.
Yeah, it is. Look at that. Oh, it's a little, it's the little dragon too.
Oh,
it's a little,
man, that makes little.
That's so cool, bro.
Wow.
Luckily I have those temporary hit points.
That's wow. I rolled very well.
No, Michael, stop it.
I'm so sorry.
That's cool. I love you.
It's been great playing this campaign.
I really am sorry. That's 24 damage.
Fuck you! I'm down as hell.
Oh no!
I had 15 real hit points, 4 temporary hit points.
Oh my god.
Ah! And I fall to the ground.
I rolled 4d6 and I rolled a 6, a 6, a 5, and a 3. That was 4.
Like?
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Chuck. That was unintentional.
I'm on the ground dying because of you.
I said sorry. Screech, you're up.
Okay.
Your best friend has just been slaughtered in front of you.
Ow, ow. My guts are falling out. I'm trying to turn back in.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
I'm good. Oh, no, I'm not. Oops.
Okay, well, gotta take care of business first. So that's going to be 20 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
I'm sorry, Michael.
No, I'm sorry, everyone. I hate fighting with you guys.
Oh, man. 15 damage, Michael.
Yeah, all right. It has got, like, 3 drops of blood left in it.
Oh, yeah, let me hit that second attack. 17, Michael.
Yes! Oh, don't kill it. Where did you kill me? Something else.
7 damage.
All right. Somebody else describe how Screech kills this thing. No, somebody else did.
Okay.
Wait. What did you do? Did you stab?
I mean, two attacks. Up to you.
I mean, I always personally am a sucker for the classic where you do the cut, 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 and then it looks like nothing happens, and then it like slides.
Yeah, that's so good.
Just that blood sprays in all directions.
Yeah, the blood just
all over my corpse.
Yeah. And that is going to conclude the battle. You're out of combat, so, but Chuck is dying.
I'm going to die.
Shit.
I want to go heal my papa.
I feel like Celine will creep from the bushes to peek down into the hole to see what's going on with the OT down there. Are both of them still alive?
Screech is going to throw up because it's a lot of blood.
You see the charred remains of a beetle?
Ringo?
Like, you know what I mean.
Bachman, don't.
And you also see a large opening that goes deeper in, and the OT aren't anywhere to be seen.
Guys, I know we kind of have a lot going on, but I think we might have a larger problem. They're gone.
And we're going to find out who responds.
Oh no, heal me first.
Heal me.
Yeah, can I heal?
Yes, you can.
Okay. 7, 9.
Oh. You know what this means? Screech can never show his dick, because then you'll know who he is.
You'll know who it is. We'll be able to recognize you from your dick print.
Come on, guys.
Well, and again, you are wearing underpants.
But they got a picture of my dick on them.
But they have a perfect picture of your dick on them. So, they're not very useful.
Thank you, Rourke. Ow.
Damn, you were so close.
I was like, is that the light? I might just go for a quick walk towards it.
If that happens again, we've never talked about it. Do you want me to resuscitate you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was going to.
I didn't think
to,
we needed to.
Well, I mean, I was going to without you asking, but I thought, like, you know, you're kind of getting to that age where maybe I should ask
Shut
you.
Shut up!
And respect my elders.
I'm going to push you in that hole. Ouch. Great fighting, gang.
Gosh, that's the episode, everyone. Thank you. It's a good job.
Wow.
Wow, what another episode. We did it.
great time with you tonight, even though her energy was very frenetic.
I love it.
thank you so much, everyone, for being here on Tuesday. Frickin' hashtag dice if you want to win some frickin' dice. I'll give you a few more seconds to get it in. But that being said, you're not going to win, you little worm. So go to dieharddice.com and buy some beautiful dice. Enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you will get 15 beautiful percentage points off your entire order. They have so many cool dice.
So many. And
maybe some cool new ones soon.
Perhaps you keep an eye out. And a little dice goblin comes and visits you.
Yeah. It's like you wake up. Why is the back of my neck so wet? The dice goblin was here. Yeah.
They lick your neck before they leave.
Yeah, that's what they do. They slobber all up the back. That's how you know.
Yeah. Because the neck is so dirty and salty.
That's where you taste the most like yourself, is the back of your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The spin down counter goblins, they lick the back of your ears.
Yeah.
What?
D12 goblins, just knee pits.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All right. Closing up the bag of drawing.
The dice bag.
Congratulations to Wookiee Monster 6. You have won the dice giveaway. You will get a beautiful code. And then you'll take that code and you'll put it in the website.
Gosh, thank you, Mika. And thank you, Diehard Dice. Wow. What great people.
Hey.
And thanks, Tim, most of all.
Shut up. What are you doing?
Look at my cool moth necklace.
Mika, does that have a moth?
Mika, I like it.
It is a moth.
No, it is cool.
Does that have a mouth?
Yeah.
It does, because there's a skull on it. So the skull has a mouth.
Wow. Oh,
you got a skull without a mouth. That would be weird. If you want more of us in your life, you can contact us on social media on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, or on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And I've decided that Patreon's social media, so our Patreon at D&D Podcast.
We do that.
So go there, if you want to support us, we would appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If you would like to support me, like you have all been doing by going to youtube.com/thriftycrafting.
What's the count this week?
The count. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you.
Who remembers last week? It was like 324.
I thought it was 280 or something.
It is rocketed up. Where, let me get the exact count. No,
329. We're around like 320 something last week.
What?
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's not it anymore.
We are at 310.
376.
Hell yeah.
Fortunately, those almost all came from dear internet listeners. So come on, greetings, adventurers. You've gotta represent, guys.
And Michael wasn't on the last dear internet episode, so we have an extra week.
No, that's what's all that.
That's like 10 a day. Good job, Michael.
Thanks. So I would love to see you online. Bye.
I think 100% of your science for this is fake, and I have to stop myself from bringing it up. Every time. And I always bring it up. You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. And Jennifer and I, we just recorded our third episode for our Left Behind podcast. And it's the best one yet.
It's very good. We get to talk about what if the rapture happened while Twitter existed. And it's a pretty great combo. Tribulation farce. Look it up.
It's good.
Which, speaking of that, you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can also find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And you can find me on Twitch, OnlyFans, everything else, at like Nika_Howard, some variation of my name. It's my name. It's all the same.
You can find me on Twitter at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me on the Game Crimes podcast at Game Crimes Pod. You can also find me just searching everywhere for a Laserdisc player. I'm getting desperate, people. If you got a Laserdisc player, hit me up. I'll pay you money. You're not laughing because it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
No, I knew it wasn't.
No, I absolutely not. I would never doubt that you're being serious about this.
Excellent. Wonderful. So, I guess we'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.